Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, she's the secretary for the Tawas Bay Art Council and Gallery, Janet Krauss. How are you today, Janet?
I'm fine, Kevin. It's a great day.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's always a great day when we get summertime here in Northeast Michigan, but we're looking for some great weather. You've got a big 53rd annual Tawas Bay Waterfront Fine Art Festival coming the weekend of August 3rd and 4th, don't you?
Yes, we do. August 3rd from 9 to 5, August 4th from 10 to 5. And it's co-sponsored by Tawas Bay Art Council and Gallery in the city of Tawas City.
Yeah, it's taking place there at Tawas City Park there on US 23. And this is kind of a neat thing because not only are you going to get to see some fine art, but you're going to get to meet the artists, right?
That's right. That's the advantage of these great little shows is that you get to talk to the artist. You get to see how they work. Sometimes they're doing demonstrations. And this year we have a great variety.
Yeah, looks like it. Now, this show's a little different, too, because it's a jury show, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, what does that mean?
That means that we hire two jurors from out of the area who don't know any of the artists.
Okay.
And they come in, and Kathy Sullivan this year will be doing the two-dimensional art, and Priscilla Olson will be doing the three-dimensional art. It takes them half of Saturday to jury all this work.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of work. You were about to tell us exactly what kind of work we're going to see. Give us some idea of the variations of art we're going to see.
Okay. We have potters. We have painters. We have basket makers and sculptors, wood carvers and wood turners, original jewelry makers, and we're still adding a few artists. There may even be some fiber artists in there this year. We have jewelers that create with sea glass, natural stone, and a lot more. And we have some very unique photographers and some great local photographers.
All right. Now, a jury show means that they're going to be judging and that there's going to be awards to give away then, right?
That's right. Our best of show is awarded by Tawas Bay Artists. Then we have the Mayor's Award. We have several other awards. And all these awards are donated by local businesses, doctors, people who like the arts and support us.
Very good. Now, speaking of arts, even the artwork for the poster you've got was done locally, right?
Yes, it was. That was done by Rob Pelto. And Rob is a member of the gallery now. It took us about a year to get him to join. He is a local businessman. And we'll have posters. We'll have shirts. The posters are commemorative posters, and they'll be signed by Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And tote bags, and all that will be at the artist tent.
Right.
Also, we're going to have donated pieces of art in an auction setting that people can win that way.
Oh, very nice. But not just that kind of artwork, but there's going to be some musical artwork, so to speak, too, isn't there?
The entire show has entertainment.
Yeah.
We have bands. We have singers. We have the Shimmy Chicks, the local dancers.
Sure.
And they're very entertaining and fun. And that will be going on through the whole show both days.
And also refreshments, right? You got some food, too?
Mm-hmm. Most of our refreshments are local and from local organizations also. We really like to give back to the community and have the community involved.
Yeah, and one of the other big events that's a part of this, the Sandcastle Contest. Tell us a little bit about that, Janet.
Yeah, that's growing. It's great fun. Families can bring their own tools, come down to the beach, and the beach is prepared beautifully this year. I have to say the Tawas City crew has done an awesome job. Mm-hmm. And so they bring them down, they build their sand castles. We have awards for them too, all ice cream.
Oh, well, that nothing wrong with that.
They'll take back coupons from Marion's and other places.
Very nice. So this is really, truly a whole family-oriented event, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's two big days. The 53rd Tawas Bay Waterfront Fine Art Festival at Tawas City Park, Saturday 9 to 5, and then again on Saturday 10 till 4. Now, tell us a little bit about the gallery that you guys operate.
Oh, this week we celebrate our first anniversary in the new gallery. A year ago, we partnered with Betty Center from Summerfield Pottery, and we prepared a new gallery, which we designed. We're very happy in it. And I want to say, too, that Betty is co-chair of the show this year with Judy Howe.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a great show on 3rd and the 4th. If they want more information about this, Janet, how do they get more info about this event?
They can get info at the gallery or www.TawasBayArtist.com.
All right. And the gallery located there on Newman Street, right?
That's right.
Indeed. From the Tawas Bay Art Council and Gallery, Janet Krause. Janet, thank you for joining us for Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for sharing the air.